Finally, some alone time just for you and I. Come here. I've missed you. I know. You've been having to put up an appearance all night. It's cute. You're trying your best. I'm not making fun of you, babe. I'm not. It's like I said, you're just cute when you're trying to impress my parents. Speaking of, do you like them? I think they like you. Quit overreacting. I promise they like you. They were asking you all kinds of questions. Yeah, maybe a little bit. I knew they were going to interview you. You know, they're very protective when it comes to their girl. I am the only child, after all. I'm all they have. I'm sorry if that intimidated you, but I promise you did amazing. I am very proud of you. And if I was grading you, I'd give you a plus, 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 plus. The biggest A plus ever. Yeah, welcome to my childhood room. Feels really weird being back here because I made a lot of memories in this room. No, I didn't bring anyone else in. You're the only one. I wasn't allowed to have boys over, and I promise I never snuck anybody in here. I wasn't that kind of girl. Yeah, I was kind of a daddy's girl. I mean, you can tell. My father's very proud of me, and he thinks I'm the most innocent angel ever. Shut up, I am. What are you talking about? I'm not that innocent. Are you hinting at something? Babe, the smirk says it all. You better be nice to me. You never told me how you feel about my room. Do you like it? Is it weird being here? It is a little weird for me, but I'm happy I can share this part of my life with you. It is very nerdy. I was a nerd. You know that? I did. I have an embarrassingly large amount of Harry Potter figures, but they're my babies. I can't get rid of them. I know you're not. That's what I love about you. You never judge me. Even though my obsession with Harry Potter is not as bad anymore, I still really enjoy the movies, but I don't read fan fictions anymore. I don't know why I just admitted that to you. You've already met my parents. It's pretty clear I like you a lot. So, yeah, you're gonna be discovering a lot more about me. Oh, this? Yeah, this is my teddy bear. I used to cuddle this thing every single night. His name? Shiver. Isn't it so cute? Because he's white. Yeah, from that Barbie movie. Well, I guess you wouldn't know. You've never watched it. Still, I hope you enjoy meeting Shiver. Although, let's put him away for now. It's a little weird seeing my childhood bear in your hand. So, let's just put him away for now. Right there. Come join me on the bed. I know it's a little small for us, but we can make it work. Just for 2 nights. Yeah. No, it's smaller than I thought. A twin bed used to be enough for me, but I just never pictured my future boyfriend to be sitting on my bed with me, like 10 years later. But here we are. I feel like I'm 15 all over again with my first ever boyfriend. Yeah, you're like giving me the butterflies right now. It's kind of weird. We've been together for a few months, but it feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm meeting you for the first time again. Of course, baby, I told you. My parents, they've been dying to meet you. It's all they ever talk about. My mom's been on my ass about it every single day. She would call me, "When am I meeting your boyfriend? When am I meeting your new boyfriend?" It was getting so annoying. We had to get it out of the way. And I think they like you. Actually, I know they like you. My dad already told me he does. Yeah, when you were putting away the plates, and my mom was questioning you even further, he told me he approves, and it feels really nice to hear those words from my dad. His opinion means a lot to me, and the fact that he likes you, it just makes me like you even more. Of course I do. How can I not? When you just look so attractive, when you're saying all the right things so you can please my parents. I was getting turned on just listening to you talk. I'm not. I'm being serious. It was really hot. The way you were playing with your hands, all nervous. It's the cutest thing ever. I've never seen you like that. Yeah, I know I'm gonna be even worse when I meet your parents, but that's for another day. For now, it's you meeting mine, so I don't have to worry about it just yet. I have plenty of time to prepare, I promise. Shut up, you're not funny. But you are cute. You know, I've never seen you wearing this shirt. Is it new? Did you go shopping? You did. You so did. Come on, I know your closet like the back of my hand by now. That shirt is new. You went shopping so you can impress my parents? That is the cutest thing ever. Oh my god, you are adorable. You are just the cutest thing ever. Come here. You've been eating too many muffins, though. You taste so good. I can't get enough of kissing you. I know. We need to stop before we get carried away. I can't stop, though. It's just harmless kissing. We can be quiet. Besides, we're two adults who are dating. Of course we're gonna kiss. Who cares? Stop overthinking. My god. What, you don't want to kiss me? That's what I thought. What? Bed? You want to go to bed? Babe, it's like not even 11 o'clock. We are not going to bed. I don't know, anything. We can just stay up all night and talk about anything. Or, Or we can go out for some late ice cream. I kind of want a milkshake right now. I know this amazing drive-in ice cream place near us. You are going to love it. They make the best sorbet stuff. Oh, come on. You think we have a curfew? We're not little kids. It's so cute when you're trying to impress my parents. Tomorrow? I guess. But we don't have to go to sleep yet. Because I have so much energy. I drank a lot of wine. I don't know if that's the reason, but I just can't go to bed. Not yet, okay? Stay up with me. Let's just lay down. I'm actually really tired. We've had a long day today. Exhausted. What? Well, this is a pretty old bed, you know. Obviously, it's going to make some sound, but we're not going to break it, I don't think. I used to jump on this thing all the time. Surprisingly, it never broke. I mean, this is some hardwood. Stop being scared. It's not going to break. Just come here. Goodness. Too many questions coming out of this mouth. Maybe I should, you know. What? What? It's just a little moan. Why? Is it turning you on? You want me to stop? Baby, it's okay if you get a little turned on. It's only normal when you're kissing me all the time. Obviously, it turned you on, huh? God, I'm turned on. Baby, we won't get caught. We won't get caught, I promise. Plus, they're pretty heavy sleepers. I think they're sleeping by now. Why are we whispering? You're whispering. Come on, I know you don't want to say no. I want you, like, so badly right now. I can't take it anymore. Here. Pull down my shirt. Oh, yeah. Fuck, my nipples are so sensitive. Oh, shit, baby. Fuck, this actually might be a problem. I can stay that quiet when you're touching my tits like this. What? I'm being loud? Shit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's just hard. Although, I feel like something else is harder right now. You? Are you hard for me? As much as you want to stop, you don't want to. Not really, at least. What is your heart telling you to do? Sorry, I mean, your head. Not this head. This one. Yeah, you're so hard. Fuck, baby. Just kiss me, and then you won't make any sound. Fuck. Here. I can just do it from the side, and then, you know, hopefully it won't make that much sound. I'm just trying to think of a solution right now. Unless you want to, like, go outside or something, but I don't really know. I don't want to get caught by our neighbors. Exactly. So let's just, and just make do for now. I can't go to bed feeling this turned on. Especially when you're next to me and you're this hard too. Yeah. I love when I kiss your ear. Down your neck. Baby. Yeah. Here, let me just move my shirts to the side. Trust me, baby, I'm already so fucking wet for you. You don't have to do anything. I just want you to fuck me. Yeah, I just want you to fuck me. I don't care that my parents are like two rooms away. They're not gonna hear us. And you need to stop mentioning my parents because, seriously, it's a little bit of a turn-off. I know you're worried, but we won't get caught. I promise. Just slide it in, please. Yeah, I can't wait anymore. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, shit. Oh my god. Now close my mouth. Oh shit, it's making sound. Oh shit, baby. Oh fuck. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't. Oh fuck. Yeah, oh god, yeah, oh my god, 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 baby, baby, oh god, it feels so good, oh, your conch feels so fucking good, oh, it feels so good, oh my god, oh god, baby, what, I'm being loud, I'm sorry, I'm trying not to, here, let me, oh, fuck, let me bite on your hand. Yeah. How does it feel? Yeah, does it feel good? Yeah, put your finger in my mouth. Yeah. Get fucking caught. Yeah, do it like that. Yeah, just like that. You're hitting all the right spots, baby. Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Shit. Oh my god, I feel like I'm gonna come. Oh, I feel so fucking good. I can't take it anymore. I can't, baby. Are you getting close? Please tell me you're fucking getting close. Oh my god, I'm so sensitive for you. Yeah, rub my clit. Yeah, just like that. Rub it. Yeah, rub it. Yeah, you're there. Oh fuck yeah, you can come inside me. Yeah, just come inside me, baby. Yeah, come inside me. Oh fuck, that's so hot. Oh my god. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I wanna feel it. Yeah, I wanna feel it, I wanna fucking feel it. Yeah, no, baby. No, 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 kiss me. kiss me. Okay, I'm okay. Are you? Yeah? You don't think that was too loud, right? Fuck. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, fuck it. Who cares? It could have been the neighbors. I mean, anybody has sex nowadays. Or maybe they were hallucinating. They're not going to bring it up with us, even if they did hear it, I promise. Although, that would be insanely awkward, and I never want to think about it again. Let's not talk about it. Let's just cuddle, baby. Let's not think anymore. That was amazing. I love you. Good. You better. Unfortunately, we're gonna have to make do with this bed. I know, it's ridiculously uncomfortable. You're the best. No, you are. Let's just leave it at that. Anyways, do you still want ice cream? Because I'm feeling ice cream still. Okay, let me just get dressed.